Hi, everyone. Well, market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your top five for the week. This is essentially a brief preview at some of the main things to watch in the week ahead, and also just some things to be mindful of that's coming up and that could impact markets as well. So let's get started with number one, dividends. There'll actually be more dividends set to be paid out to shareholders in the next 2 weeks than any other time this year. And in the next 5 days, you've got about $15 billion set to be distributed from about 70 companies. Now, most of that money, about three quarters, will come from just three businesses: BHP, Rio, and Telstra. We've also got Santos, Oil Search, Suncorp, Woodside, and QBE, just to name a few of those 70. But one thing which is interesting here is that's a lot of money that could find its way back into the share market with, you know, those payments being made to investors and some investors using that cash to reinvest into the ASX again. So could be supportive for a market that has been quite sluggish recently. We've had markets falling about 2% since the start of September. And we'll just have to wait and see now if over the next 9 trading days that are left this month, if the market can receive enough support from those dividend payments to potentially push it higher for a 12th month. But at the moment, momentum certainly is not in favour of the market rising. But we also have a few stocks ex-dividend: Cube, Adbri, and Cochlear, and just a handful of stocks out of cycle releasing some profit results. For those who are interested in getting an extensive list of, you know, when companies are paying out dividends and when they're trading ex-dividend, one of the easiest places to go is the CommSec website. All you need to do is log in, click on quotes and research at the top of the page, and that's a tab at the top, and then look for the upcoming dividends section on that page that pops up. Number two will be the Fed meeting. Now, it's going to be a big week for central banks around the world because three of the big ones will be meeting: the US Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, and the Bank of England. The highlight of those three will certainly be the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve. They're holding a 2-day meeting, which wraps up first thing Thursday morning. That's generally the case. And that's at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, the market's not expecting any real changes to the policy settings here, but recently there have been some disappointing signs for jobs growth in the US. The spread of the Delta variant has created concerns that things are slowing down in the American economy as well. So any of the updated economic forecasts that come out in these in the meeting will be important. And also any plans for, you know, what to do with other forms of stimulus as well. So that's also something that could impact markets globally. Number three will be the Reserve Bank board minutes. Now, this will be out on Tuesday. It essentially just provides a little more color about what the Reserve Bank was thinking when it held its last monthly meeting, which is right at the start of this month. Now, it's probably not going to be groundbreaking stuff here because the Reserve Bank held the meeting 2 weeks ago, but the governor, Philip Lowe, the big boss, already delivered a speech where he reiterated that he thinks the recovery of our economy has been delayed rather than derailed, seemed optimistic, quite upbeat about where the economy is heading, you know, especially once the restrictions and the lockdowns are eased. But on this front, when it comes to the minutes, any sort of commentary and colour provided in these minutes about the reining in of stimulus, that's going to be important and could certainly see markets move around as well. Number four will be market closures. Now, there are actually plenty of public holidays across the region this week, and that's something that can keep the amount of money flowing through the market a little on the light side. So Shanghai Stock Exchange is shut on Monday and Tuesday. The Tokyo Stock Exchange shut on Monday and Thursday. South Korea's market will shut Tuesday and Wednesday for the Chuseok holidays, and then Hong Kong will shut on Wednesday as well. And this is all before those week-long national holidays in China at the start of October. Number five will be stocks making their debuts. Now, as always, take this list with a grain of salt because these dates are only penciled in by the Australian Stock Exchange rather than set in stone. And they can really change very, very quickly and unexpectedly. But at the moment, we've got five companies that are penciled in to make their debuts all from Wednesday through to Friday. Most of those are mining companies. In fact, three of them. One is an exploration company that does most of its work in WA, another in Queensland, and the last is a company called Alvo Minerals, which does most of its work in Brazil. Outside of the resource space, you've got a company called X2M Connect, and this is a group that makes a technology that connects water and gas meters over the internet. And finally, Pacific Edge, which is a business that develops tools for the early detection of some cancers. On that note, everyone, have a great week, happy trading, and we'll speak soon.